You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Today's segment, I wanted to go straight for it. Locking in and focus. It's Monday. You already know. I've started this day off. It felt like I got up and immediately had everything just moving around. So one of the first things I just kind of had to really do was slow the pace of my mind down, get my meditation in, and start to put my feet on the ground as I want them to be moving, not as I want the day to move me. I think the important thing is on most of us on this day is locking in and focusing, figuring out what needs to have what attention at what time and how much. For many of us, we're doing this on a day-to-day basis anyway. And just, no, let me back up. All of us are doing this. We're not in an isolated situation, because I remember having this discussion with somebody the other day about project management. I have a master's degree in project management. And I remember when I first discovered how much project management and the core systems relate to our lives, because everything we're doing simulates a project, something that you're managing, right? How we're managing the many things that we have going on is only determined by you. But the biggest thing is recognizing that there's priorities. There are things that may be able to get done in a certain window of time, and then there are others that are more complex and will require phases. It may require systems in which you may not be able to do alone. You may have to have people that you bring into the equation with you to get it done. Sounds familiar, right? Parenting, work-related things. You know, if you have some goals of yourself or for your children, your family, your friends, you know, just different things that are all happening and coinciding together. But we have to find ways in which we can be as productive as possible, because there's not a if, but more when. There's a quote by Charles Burton that says, "You will never find time for anything. If you want time, you must make it." And I think all of us understand that in the capacities of wherever we are. Now it's up to us to have that fearlessness as we approach whatever it is that needs to be done. The biggest thing, though, I feel that we can all measurably look at as we take on whatever it is to find where does it sit in regards to its importance to you. And then the outcome of getting it completed in the certain time that you're thinking about will determine how much attention, when, and why you're giving it to it, right? Guys, it's Monday. You know what time it is. It's Sunny's Monday Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms. Fast hauling, junk removal, and demolition is serving the Hemet, San Jacinto, and Temecula Valley areas, providing affordable junk and bulk pickup services. Whether you're in need of home or business pickup, fast hauling and demolition is available 7 days a week at 951-378-2727. In need of fast demolition? Looking to build or remodel? Fast demolition is available to tear down and rebuild your kitchen, patio, bathroom, floors, walls, ceilings, and more. Fast hauling and demolition also provides front and backyard services if you're in need of trim of small palm trees, yard removal of debris, and more. Contact them at 951-378-2727.
Hey girl, come stop by Double Meek Dub, located off of 211 North State Street in Hemet, California, 92543. We offer eyelash extensions, brow waxing, brow lamination, ombre powder brows, as well as two-day lash courses. So come get Meeked Up. This is Sylvia.
And Tito from Hemet.
And you're listening to Loudmouth Radio Network.
Guys, let me tell you something. Locking in and focusing is really layered. There's not a one part to this. There's not a systematic approach to it. There's intention. And there's responsibility. I think that many things that we are dealt with has a level of responsibility to it. And I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of times we can't afford to be defensive at the most part of the majority of the things that we're dealing with in our lives. We have to hold responsibility and accountability of the things that we need to do and manage. Now, your attitude, how you're motivated about it, can determine whether or not it gets done. But I believe that in the essence of it, you understand what you have at stake, and you also have to measurably understand what it is that you're ultimately wanting to do. Do you want to complete it? Because sometimes I think that we get caught up in these essences of desire, and there's nothing wrong with desire. There's nothing wrong with wants. There's a difference between wants and needs, of course. But we have so many things that we have to do on a day-to-day basis that you really and truly have to make decisions on what gets focused, what gets the attention, what can be put to the side, and what can you allow to float a little bit, right? And what I mean by floating, I mean that maybe it's something that has a sequence of time and aspects to it. And it can be moved day to day. Maybe you can work on it, you know, day to day. Maybe you can work on it one day and let it skip a few days and come back to it. Those things are always something that can be maybe on the lower level of your priorities. But what if you have something that has a deadline, a timeline that has to be finished? Then it needs to be at the top of your list, right? Today, I started out very much intending on getting certain things done. Like, for instance, my Monday motivation. It's a Monday. I already know that this is the it factor for me today in the early part of my day most times. But then there's been other times when I've had to push it back a little bit. But I also ultimately understand the need of completion and the intention behind the thought. I think that we are very much capable of doing so much more. And I think it depends on our own throttles. What are we giving ourselves time to do? How much time are we allowing ourselves to get things done? I want to make emphasis on this. I have had a very busy year. I don't know about you guys. It's October. I don't even know where the time has really been. I've been as present as possible. You know, I've been very present. And with the intention of knowing that each day was designated for something, right? But even in that, I feel like even today, I'm like, okay, I can do more. I can level myself more. And maybe that requires certain things that I have to provision, but only I can control how much of that output I'm going to allow in my day, how much I'm going to allow in my week, how much I'm going to allow in my month. And if I'm looking to elevate the level of which I'm doing things, I have to execute at the things that I already have in order to be able to even do more. So if I'm not really working to do the things in completion that I already have on my plate, piling more on does not necessarily put me in a level of success. It may drag me a little bit. It may make me sluggish. It may make me more spastic. It may make me feel overwhelmed. There's just so many things that can come from that. And I feel like as we're encountering a world of movement that's moving, as they say, sometimes at the speed of light, I feel like there's more of a social consciousness of a need to be on point. And economically, we're looking at, I think we're staring down a different type of circumstances in our economy. And it's not, I'm not saying it's not familiar. You know, a lot of people are talking recession. A lot of people are talking about, you know, the market and stocks and the you know, this is ongoing. That is what our life looks like. That's the capacity of what our existence looks like. But within that, how are we as an individual taking part of the whole? If we're all looking up, who's looking down at the tasks that need to be done? So I think it's important that you minimize a lot of the things that are distracting to you. Not saying that you can't be on social media, not saying you can't be on the phone call, not saying you can't, you know, check in on certain things, but maybe only allow it so much time. You know, we have our phones that have so much things. We can watch TV. We can listen to the radio. We can get on social media. We can see what the next person is doing all the way across the other side of the world, right in the palm of our hand. So it is very clear that you have to put a lot more effort into allowing time, as they say, the time management of your focus. Locking in and focusing today is a great way to pattern how your week can look and unfold. So today it is already mid-morning, and I feel like many of us are working on our patterns of success, because this is that last part of the year. As we say in the business world, we're in the last quarter, we're in the fourth quarter. You know, even as an athlete, when you're in that fourth quarter, you start to feel a lot of pressure, because you know that, you know, I play basketball, so I'm just going to give a basketball measurement here. You got 12 minutes in a quarter, right? And which is also equivalent to our timetable almost of, you know, as our calendar is moving, even though it's like about, yeah, we're right at that last measurement of weeks in the year. So you got this 12-minute quarter, and as those minutes are winding down, you can maybe try to take a time out and work on your offense and defensive plans, right? And when you come out of that timeout, you got to be ready to perform. You got to be aware of what's going on the court. You got to be aware of what your teammates are. You got to be aware of the opposing team, where they're located, what they're doing, and how they're moving in conjunction in response to your offense. You also have to anticipate what they're going to do on your defensive plan of action towards their offense. And guys, this is kind of like how we feel in life. You know, we're always doing things in anticipation of what we want that turnout to be. So in order for us to better anticipate our turnout, we have to be more active in our responsibilities of action and how we're taking part of, you know, how are we doing as a team? You know, we're a team of humans in this human race. How are we participating as a team in our own circumference? How are we showing up? How are we doing things that affect other people? How are we doing things that are affecting ourselves? You know, how are we proactively encouraging ourselves? How are we proactively encouraging other people? You know, the more that we complete things as an individual, it makes a better for the whole. It also gives better motivation to other people to be inspired by some of our actions, because everybody's got some trivial things they're dealing with. Everybody has challenges. Everybody's having some level of things that can cause or create stress or tension or, you know, or pressure. But how are you acting under the pressure? How are you dealing with the stress of things? How are you dealing with the requirements of things that are life are pulling at you. I'm going to tell you the biggest thing that we all have that is to our advantage is our mindset and our attitudes towards whatever it is that we have to do. So if we know that we got all of these things on our plates, how are we choosing to show up amongst each other and amongst our day-to-day activities of ourselves? I think that it is so important that we actively become more trained. You know, I'm going back to the athletic moment of my statements. If you're in the gym physically working out and training, then you're getting this muscle memory so that when you go out to perform whatever it is of that sport that you're doing, your body's going to respond to that action. Well, the same thing happens in our life. We have to pattern ourselves in preparation, and we know that, you know, you have a job and you pretty much know what you're doing in that job on a day-to-day basis, right? So you already know you're probably gonna need your computer, you don't need a pen, you may need a phone. You have to already be prepared to talk or interact or do something when it comes to communication. So you already know that your mind needs to be focused on whatever it is that you're coming to do. And that means that, you know, not to say that other things and other people don't matter, but maybe for certain amounts of times and in sections of times, you cannot allow other things to come into the moment. Like right now, I'm talking on the radio. I once again forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. So I had a call come in, and I guarantee you could tell when it happened because my conversation kind of scattered, slowed down. The words of what I was saying kind of, you know, started to lose a little bit of the pace. And I had to respond to it. And so because of that, I lost focus of a little bit of what I was saying, right? And that is literally a lot of how our days are sometimes. Sometimes there are people calling or people messaging or, you know, if you got your computer up and you got it open on your pages of social media and stuff, there's these easy accessibilities of distraction. So look, and as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at my computer. I got my laptop over here to my right, and I got like 17 windows open, tabs, and I can see it across the board. So it's cool that you can identify things about yourself, because I just realized, oh, yeah, Sonny, you're talking about exactly what you're talking about right now, and it's showing up, you know, in my own face. And it's one of those things that it better gives you an understanding of how you are interacting and engaging yourself, because it's showing up in your own existence, and it shows up in a lot of different ways.
Hi, this is Cindy Lemke from the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to invite you to learn more about the Chamber. We have networks ongoing, so you can join us at a breakfast at J&M Restaurant at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. Breakfast is on you, networking is on us. And then we have Women in Business, we have the Multicultural Network, and we have the Valley Nonprofit Network. And then we also have our monthly mixer. Any one of those things, you can be my guest. Give me a call at the office for more information, or just tell me you're coming. 951-658-3211. Or you can check us out on the website, hsjvc.com. That's like Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to join the Chamber and help your business grow.
Blue Line Enterprises, located at 1455 North State Street in Hemet, is the go-to used car and truck dealership, providing you with a great car buying experience, offering high-quality pre-owned vehicles. From the moment you walk through the door, commitment is provided to you for a great buying experience with a skilled sales staff. Great financing options will help you get the vehicle you want at the great price you deserve. Contact us at 951-293-3105 and feel free to find us online at BlueLineEnterprisesLLC.com.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of us are so caught up with so many different things that we don't recognize certain things about ourselves. And if we did, it would help us to to do so much more and go so much further. So I think today I wanted to share with you, you know, my own approach of how I felt about today. There were some things that was a little challenging this morning that, you know, getting up to and knowing that, you know, they're there, but also knowing, you know, I still got a lot of stuff I got to do today. And I already had certain things that I knew I needed to accomplish. So you kind of have to shift your mind to the area which, you know, a lot of times you can have better control of. You can have a better level of outcome, or sometimes even in the midst of everything, maybe you don't have a full understanding or a full answer to something. But what can you lock yourself in and focus on that can give you a better attitude towards something, you know, getting something done, whether it's responding to one email, maybe it's getting information prepared for somebody. Maybe you need to prep for a project or a meeting or something, you know. So guys, do your best, whatever it is, to prioritize what's needed for you to be a better you today. And a better result of your day and a better start of your week. And I think that we'll find ourselves in a better mood, and we'll have a lighter tone in our voice. We'll have a better attitude toward people talking or interacting with us, and they'll be able to feel your energy of such a lighter version of yourself. Right? Because guys, I know that life can be complex. I know that things that we're doing can be complex, but we can control just how much we allow the complexities to exude from us. You know, I want to encourage you to get something done today. I don't know what it is, but whatever you got on your today do list, your task list, get at least one thing complete. And make mark of it, make notion of it, and recognize that you got it done, and follow that pattern again tomorrow. Maybe because of what you got finished today, it will open you up to be able to establish putting your hands on something else, and that can get you some momentum, right? And I hope that we're just taking account that whatever you do have to do, that there is enough time to get it done. But your attitude and your mindset towards it has to already be ignited to think that you can get it done. And that's going to start with you putting forth that effort. And I am so grateful that we're able to have this, these conversations. So if you can just imagine how much more you can get done by completing one, then two, then three, then four, then five. And you look up at the end of the week and you're like, man, I had a great week. I was knocking it out the park, man. I was getting it done. I was locked in and focused. And you can't beat it. You have to measurably recognize what you have, what you're doing, how you're doing it, and keep a note of it, man. Keep track. Keep point. Keep some points. You know, recognize that you're in the game and that your whole objective, man, is to win at it and to get whatever it is you need to get done. No exceptions. Yesterday, I had a great example of how you can have a setback, but don't let it derail you. I had a group panel meeting set up on Facebook to have a conversation. And I got to tell you, I hadn't done a live with a group of people. I don't know if I've ever done a live in which the way we were trying to do it yesterday. And we were all trying to be on point, you know, put things in perspective. And I remember saying, along with one of my other counterparts, you know, we're going to do this other part too as a backup. So make sure we have our elements together in case we have some technical difficulties. You know what I realized? I was like, okay, did I just speak that straight into the existence? And guess what? We had that experience. We kind of got hit with a wall where we weren't able to perform exactly what we intended on. But the best part about it is each person's mindset in the situation wasn't taken away from what we were intending to do. We know we have an audience that needs to hear the conversation. We know we have an audience that lives are going to be affected dramatically in hopefully a positive and a healing way. And so because we had these technical issues, we had probably an hour of time going back and forth, trying to get things moving and going. And to our discovery, it was some inhibitions based upon the way in which we were trying to go about it. And so it made us aware of, you know, doing things and making an adjustment. But also we understood the value of what we were doing. And it does not take away from the fact that we are still going to get it done. It just couldn't happen yesterday. It had to be repackaged, rescheduled, and repositioned. But even in that, we were locked in and focused on doing just that, on accomplishing, getting that throttle and that conversation moving, which already we hadn't even had the opportunity to have the public conversation. But all of us had been automatically receiving messages and notifications, and people were sharing their snippets of their experiences and stories. And all it did was gave us an affirmation that, man, you know, we're all experienced in this space and time of what we're going to have conversation about in relationships and toxicities and things of that nature, which I'm not going to shift too far into that. But it just let us know that we were on point, because there are other people out there besides us that have had this experience or experiencing it, and they want to talk about it, or they want to have understanding of what they can do to navigate that situation. So in one side, there was this accomplishment that did take place. It wasn't a full completion, but it definitely was a step one of many steps. And it gives me such a valuable feeling to know that that something that I have on my own individual cord and other people have a relationship to. And it is important that we can impart in each other opportunities to level up and to have a better understanding, because there's sometimes you'll have experiences or things that you're faced with, and you may not be experienced in what you're in that trial or that tribulation or that challenge. And there's others that have already been in that space, or they've had the experience, or they're learning themselves. And so there's opportunities for us to all gather and gain from each other. And it just goes to show you how important it is to lock in and focus on what you're doing. Just because we may not have been able to accomplish getting that full live up and running, but the one thing I know for sure that we did accomplish is that we both had an opportunity. We the three of us had an opportunity to speak on this, and we all felt like, you know, this is an important panel to have. And we collectively came together. We collectively initiated. We collectively established, you know, what we're doing. And we've already started that momentum. So with that, I just have full gratitude, man. And so today, again, is an opportunity to move the needle forward, to take another step forward. And so, guys, I just want to encourage you to show up, lock in and focus on whatever it is, or however many things that you need to lock in and focus, and prioritize what is most important. And maybe some other things may need to be set to the side, but get it done. All right. So I appreciate you guys having an opportunity to have your attention and focus today. I hope you felt empowered, inspired, and entertained by this content. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, make sure you follow our radio network, Loudmouth, LoudMouth, Loudmouth Radio Network. We're the only ones there. If you don't see that big red, white, and black logo, it ain't us. All right. And I appreciate you. And I look forward to bringing you more of this content. And we're just locked in and focused, guys. Have a blessed day.
Cynthia Sweet Treats, located at 1259 South State Street in Hemet. We are located in the Diamond Valley Shopping Center. Come in and enjoy some puff pastries, custom cakes, cupcakes, mini desserts, handmade pastries, fresh breads, cookies, and event catering. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 8:30 to 3 p.m., and Sundays we are closed. If you have any questions, go ahead and call the store, which is 951-282-3237. You can also find our website at CynthiaSweetTreats.com. www.locatedoffice.co.
Eli's Handyman Service is proudly serving the Inland Empire for all your handyman needs. Whether you're in need of furniture assembly, general construction or repairs, remodeling, drywall installation, new tile flooring work, plumbing fixture installation, interior or exterior painting, TV mounting, and more, contact Eli at 323-286-8435 for all your handyman needs, available 6 days a week. Don't forget to let them know that you heard them on Loud Mouth Radio. You need Tent 2, located at 3118 Emory Street Northwest in Unit B in Covington, Georgia, is dedicated to delivering high-quality tent workmanship and excellent customer service. You need Tent 2 has a variety of tent shade options and films ready to be installed with a lifetime manufacturer's warranty. So stop by today. You need Tent 2 is the go-to destination for professional window and tinting services. Don't forget to visit us online at youneedtent2.com. And don't forget to tell them that Loud Mouth Radio sent you.
You're listening to the Loud Mouth Radio Network.